Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 1st. Wow, June the 1st, new month. Wednesday, June the 1st of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to squeeze in an extra show. I move back the start of the series back to tomorrow, instead of the day. So we'll just actually do another intro because the series obviously is so deep. There's no way we can cover it in the 7 hours or the 300-page workbook that we have, but we want to try to do it justice. So we want to talk about the foundation of the next series, which is the Great Exchange. There is a spiritual exchange that has and that is taking place. That's what the seven seals are. The seven seals are seven things that reverse the spin spiritual consciousness. From a scientific perspective, it's called spintronic. That means that you spin, your body oscillates or vibrates clockwise. The great exchange is when you spin counterclockwise. Romans chapter 1 is our primary text for today. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. We're going to read a little bit more than that, but I need you to understand the depth of the concern, not concern or the issue or the problem. We're talking about these seven seals that seal or solidify your consciousness. So that way, instead of you having the mind of Christ, you have the mind of the Antichrist or the opposite Christ. And the word anti always means in place of. So the enemy wants to put something in place of. So the scripture says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans, let's go with verse 19. Romans 1, 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. So there is something that is known of God that is manifest in them, in you. Everyone, myself included, I am the number one person that is guilty of living too much in my head and not in my heart, meaning reason and logic instead of love and compassion. And the enemy does use my love and compassion against me instead of for me. So Romans chapter 1, verse 19, what the enemy wants to do is he wants to take these seven seals, these seven S's. We already talked about, you know, two of them. We talked about, again, what we call society and what we call salvation. And we talked about how the enemy gives us a counterfeit society and a counterfeit salvation. And we're going to break down the other seals starting tomorrow. But what we have to understand is that we have exchanged the seals that are inside the cells for the spirit or the spirituality of the mind of God. What does that mean? According to Romans chapter 1, verse 19, there is something that is known, that is of God, and it is in us. If we did the last series that I biologically proved, I scientifically proved, I electrically proved, and I spiritually proved that Christ in you, the hope of glory, that Christ holds all things together in the form of the Lamb of God, which is laminin. Now, Romans chapter 1, verse 19 talks about this word that is made known, that which is known. Now, that word known is a very, very important word. As you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. The enemy is a linguistical god. He's a god of symbols. He's a god of seals. So we're going to discuss how your cells are sealed using symbols. Language is great, but what if you speak, what if I speak Chinese and you speak Japanese? We can't communicate. What if I speak Italian? We can't communicate. But everybody understands symbols. I can show you a symbol, and the symbol is the same regardless of the language. So symbols transcend time, space, mass, matter, language. Symbols is a new tool that the enemy used to communicate. Now, in the scripture, when we talk about Romans, the word know or known in the text.
Strong's G, 11:10. Nostos.
Gnosis is knowledge. Nostos is known. Known knowledge. Nostos. Nostos means notable. It means acquaintance. It means well known. So there is something that is your acquaintance. That is something that is notable. That is something that is made known. There is something that has been disclosed. That is something that you possess that makes it is a disclosure that makes it intimate. And you are overriding that intimacy with God with the reasoning and logic of your head. Meaning, you know in your heart there is a particular mindset. You know wrong from right. We all do. But why do we do wrong? Because we override right. But why do we do it? The reason we do it is because the seven seals. These seven words that start with the letter S allows you to replace Christ with the Antichrist. The only way that you can override the mind of God is if that mind has been replaced with the seal of Satan, the seal of the serpent. That is why everybody is telling you to activate your kundalini. That is why everybody on planet Earth is talking about the pineal gland. Everybody is talking about opening your third eye. I just watched the movie last night, The Gods of Egypt, Third Eye Stuff. All of these movies, all of the, you know, man, Captain America movies, all Spider-Man, all the superhero movies, they are talking about this thing that the serpent promised Adam and Eve, that their eyes would be opened. But if you look in the original text, the word eyes is not plural. Read it for yourself, the book of Genesis. The serpent came unto Eve. Adam wasn't there. Where was he at? Probably asleep. And so the serpent came to Eve, and he told her that, hey, if you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, notice it wasn't a tree of life. If you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but the key word is not the tree. The key is not knowledge. The key is not good and evil. The key is the eyes. See, the word eyes in this scripture is a Hebrew word that is translated into gnosis, or what we just read, gnostos, which means to make known. So the cosmogrator came to Eve and told her that something would be made known to her. It would be opened to her. It would be broadened. She would have an intimate experience of good and evil. So what the serpent promised Adam and Eve was that knowledge would be broadened if they ate of the forbidden tree. Now, the book in Ecclesiastes says, well, there is an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. See, the problem, my brothers and sisters, is that scriptures, when we look at the Hebrew word for eyes, it is not plural, it is singular. So what the serpent actually told Adam and Eve was that their eye, singular, would be broadened or open. And the word Osiris in Egypt means all-seeing eye. Osiris, O-S, means open. I-R-I-S means iris, open iris. So Osiris means that you have an open iris. The iris is the eye. The all-seeing eye on top of the dollar bill represents the serpent. So the seven seals of the serpent that opens the eye are the iris. And the Bible says, if thy eye be single, great is the darkness. So my brothers and my sisters, the concept of opening the eye and the opening of the eye that it talks about in Genesis chapter 3:15, that involves the seven sins or the seven seals. So the act of opening the eye or the eyes, now the Hebrew word is ayin, A-Y-I-N. The word ayin means eye. So the serpent is about doing one thing and one thing only. I fell for it. He had me hook, line, and sinker. So Genesis 3:5 says, for God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eye, singular, shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So what is it that is wrong with knowing this good and evil? There's a reason why God put a cherubim, after they ate to prevent them from going back in and eating of the tree of life, so that way they could live eternally with an open eye. What's wrong with having an open eye? Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. We're talking about the great exchange. See, we have exchanged something. We have reversed our spin. Instead of us spinning clockwise right, we're spinning counterclockwise left. Instead of us operating in love and compassion, right, we're operating in reason and logic. Left. You see, my brothers and my sisters, Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, and I say we, I'm talking about myself, by the way. This message is for me. I just invite you guys along to listen in. This next series that we're going to be discussing, these seven seals will blow your cookies once you understand them. Because Romans 1:20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Hold up, time out. Notice everything has to do with vision. It's all about your vision, brother. It's all about your vision. Because Samael, the word Samael, who's the god of this world, Samael, Sam means blind. El means God. Notice it's all about vision. The Bible says where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Vision. A vision is a mental image in the mind of the beholder. So let me ask you the question again. What mental image do you have in your brain? So you got a mental image, but you're not fulfilling that image because it's being replaced. You see, my brothers, Romans 1:20 tells us, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. So there is something that is invisible that you know, but you ain't listening. Well, let me rephrase that. There's something invisible that I know, but I haven't been listening. Romans 1:20 tells me, being understood by the things that are made. So that means I can look at a tree, and the tree can tell me everything about the spirit realm. Let me say that again. So I can look at, now the Bible says that my body is the temple. The Bible says that my body is the tabernacle. The Bible says that my body is the template. The Bible says that my body is the blueprint of God. So you mean to tell me you're looking for God? Well, I'm looking for God in stuff. That's one of the seven F's, the seven S's, by the way. So you mean to tell me you're going to put stuff or things before God? That's what I did. I don't know about you. I can't talk about anybody else. But see, I can talk about myself. And so if I don't get this right, my brothers, these seven seals will continue. I will continue to oscillate and to vibrate with the anti-spin. Now, according to science, this is called spintronics, where the seven, there's really 10 chakras, but we'll talk about seven, where the seven chakras, instead of them spinning clockwise, they spin counterclockwise. Instead of them promoting matter, they promote anti-matter. Instead of them promoting God, they promote anti-God. Instead of you having the mind of Christ, you have the mind of the Antichrist. So Romans is breaking this down for us. And in the next series that starts tomorrow, again, very important, please go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. The cost of the series is $125, $25 for the series, the 7-hour, hopefully we'll get it done in seven, and $25 for the 300-page workbook. In this workbook, we're breaking down the invisible things of creation that are made known. They're clearly seen. They're clearly understood when you look at the things that are visible, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Let me say that again. I get so much flack about talking about biology and science. Have you read Romans 1:20? All you good reverend, like the bishops out there? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The God that I serve, tell me if you want to know, the God that I serve told me, I don't care if you got a gift. If you got an ark with your brother, leave your gift at the altar, go to your brother, and make amends with your brother first. The God that I serve says, where have we seen you? Where have we served you? The God that I serve says, when you've done it unto the least of the one of these, you've done it unto me. So let me get this right. You see me every day, but you don't do nothing. And you see your neighbor. Now, I know my neighbors on both sides of me. I don't even know their names. Been in how long? 5 years? I don't even know my neighbor's name. But yet, I'm out saving the world. I'm Master Teacher 33. And I don't even know my own neighbor? Come on, man. We got to do better than that, brother. I got to do better than that. So, you see, I'm so busy running around trying to be seen and trying to be heard, and I'm busy and I'm not effective. This God is challenging me. Hopefully he's challenging you to bloom where you planted. It's very important, my brothers. I pray to God that you haven't made the mistake that I made, because the scriptures clearly state when you do it unto God, I don't know about you, I haven't seen God. So if I want to have a relationship with God, I need to have a relationship with you, because guess where God is at? God is in you, oscillating and vibrating as you, manifesting himself through you. So if I want to hang out with God, I got to hang out with you. But, you know, I don't like you. I want to be by myself. So guess what? I'm right picking for the enemy. See, God, let's continue with the scriptures. The scriptures could say it a lot better than I can. Romans 1:21 says, because of that. Let's go back up. Romans 1:20, the end of 1:20 says, God's eternal power and his eternal Godhead are seen in creation. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You want to see God? Go look at a tree. Now, I'm not suggesting you worship the tree. I'm suggesting that if you want to see the glory of God, look at a blade of grass. A blade of grass, according to the same gospel of peace, will blow your cookies. It's blown mine. Let's look at Romans 1:21. Because of that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, because vain. Because they became vain, where? In their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Notice how your heart becomes darkened. Imaginations. So when imaginations replace the vision of God, the heart is darkened. Let me say that again. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Let's break it down for you, brothers and sisters. You see, my brothers and sisters, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We just spent 12 hours, 435 pages for the last series. Now, this series, we're going to spend seven hours, 350 pages to show you what the enemy is using against you. And what is he using? Imagination. But notice the imaginations are vain. V-A-I-N. That one word, vain, in the original text. Let's look it up.
Strong's G-3154, Matayao. Matayao.
Matayao means empty. It means empty. It means foolish. It means wicked. It means idolatrous. It means try. The word idolatry is the word try or idol. So vain imaginations. You see, my brothers and sisters, that word vain is empty imaginations. And that word imaginations is a humdinger. Let's check it out. Empty imaginations.
G-1261. Dialogismos. Dialogismos.
Dialogismos. It's the word diagos and diagos and the word gismos. Diagos gismos. In the original text, Greek means thinking, deliberating, inward reasoning for the purpose and the design of benefiting oneself. Oh man. If I haven't been doing that, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So you got an ideal, right? But the idea you got just kind of put all of the emphasis on you. And you end up doing your will. God don't get no glory out of it. Now, you're going to sugarcoat it like I did. You're going to fancy it up. You know, you're going to put a little Christianese on it. But at the end of the day, guess who gets the glory? Guess who gets seen? Guess who sits in Moses' seat? Guess who's seen in the marketplace? Yeah. So you see, my brothers, at the end of the day, that word imagination means revolving around and deliberating around one's own mind. It's the promotion of self, plain and simple. When that happens, something happens to your heart. It says when that happens, the heart is darkened. And then Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. You know how I became a fool? Let me tell you how I became a fool. I became a fool when I thought that my will, my idea, my dream was more important than God's. You see, my brothers, Romans 1:21 says that when you do that, bam, you just signed up for foolishness. Trust me, I know a little bit about that. See, professing to be wise. See, I think I'm wise. But God says I'm a fool because I do foolish stuff because I put imaginations, vain imaginations, in place of God's creation. And the creation defines and declares the invisible things of the Creator. So I don't worship the creation. The creation takes me to the Creator of the creation. So if I look at the tree, I don't bow down to the old great tree. I look at the tree and I marvel. Man, for that tree to exist, there got to be a God. And I go find him. And if you don't, then guess what happens to you? Romans 1:23. If you don't do that, brothers and sisters, you go down the same path that I've been. Romans 1:23. Change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man. and to birds and four-footed beasts and creepy things. You see what happens? That is the great exchange. The seven S's that we're going to talk about takes out the Christ consciousness in you, the glory of God that dwells inside of you is replaced by the foolishness of your vain imagination. I've been there, done that. I got a plethora of years that we could discuss it, but we'll be here for a couple of days. But we're not even finished yet. We didn't even got to the good part. Romans 1:23. Let me read Romans 1:23 for you again. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. You know, I don't really like the New Living Translation. But Romans 1:23 says something. It says that instead of worshiping the glory of the ever-living God, they worship idols made to look like people, birds, animals, and reptiles. So we exchange the glory of the eternal God for pixels or pictures or vain imaginations in our head. So some people call that a goal. Some people call it a dream. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It's still, if it's not from God, it's still vain imagination. But look at Romans 1:24. Romans 1:24 in the King James says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. In the New Living Translation, it says, so God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. But notice the heart had to become foolish. And the way that the heart becomes foolish is when the head sends information to the heart, because we know the heart actually has a brain of its own. And so the brain in the heart is overwritten by the brain in the head. Now, if you don't believe me, go to heartmath.com. I've done many shows. It is scientifically proven. The heart, if you can disconnect your heart from your body, the heart still thinks for itself. That's what the Bible says, that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? Because your heart and your brain, you got two brains. Not just contrary to your theology, but science proves it. So let me ask you the question today. Which brain are you using? Are you using the brain in your heart or the brain in your head? Well, the brain in your heart is a 5,000 times more powerful than the brain in your head. So let me ask you that question again. The brain in your heart, don't believe me, go to heartmath.org. Please look it up for yourself. Heartmath.org. The brain, the heart that's inside of the brain, or the brain that's inside of the heart, is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain that's in your head. Where do thoughts come from? Your heart. Man, that's so dangerous. Let me make sure you understand that as we bring this to a close, my brothers and sisters, because we have exchanged. And therefore, we've been given over to dishonor our temple, our template, our blueprint, which is the body. And finally, Romans 1:25 says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Where does homosexuality come from? Let's read Romans 1:27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was met. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the brain. No, that's not what it says. It says it is the discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. While you are living in your head, God hanging out in your heart. And the enemy knows that, so he always attacks you in your heart to get you to get outside of the will. Now, I'm not saying that you're supposed to be doing my dream. All I'm saying is exactly what the Word of God is saying. These seven S's, brothers, sisters, this series that started tomorrow, please join us. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $125 donation. If you don't want the workbook, $100. If you listen to the last series, again, it's $100 for both. You get a discount. Let me close by reading in the New Living Translation, Romans 1:25, the New Living Translation. Let's read it. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worship and they serve the things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Brothers and sisters, don't make the mistake I did. Please, I'm begging you. It is not, it looks good, but it's not. Don't put society and your social norms before God. Don't put stuff before God. And the other five S's that we will be discussing tomorrow, don't exchange the seven seals for the truth. Notice it says the truth, not a truth. There's a lot of truths out there. But don't exchange the truth of God and don't turn the truth of God into a lie. How do you do that? By vain imaginations that you put in your head that override your heart. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we go a lot further and we break down the pineal gland, we break down the kundalini, we break down the third eye, we break down sorcery, we break down these seven F's that I will biologically, electrically, chemically, and spiritually prove to you why God put an angel at the garden to prevent Adam and Eve from coming back into the garden to eat of the tree of knowledge. I'm sorry, eat of the tree of life. Once you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is Satan, by the way, which we will break down as one of the essence, you cannot eat of the tree of life. That's why there's an angel standing there with a sword in his hand, waiting to chop your head off. Hopefully, you haven't done what I've done. Hopefully, you haven't eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because if you have, you can't eat of the tree of life. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Let me tell you about these physicalities and principles. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity.
locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gunning with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh? How you doing?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.